Erev Shabbos Parshas Emor, Tavshin Samach Tes. Today is Pesach Sheni, and for that reason we didn't say Tachanun this morning. Okay? So for all those that were happy about it, that means that we feel that it's a great Yom Tov today. It's a day of joy. So we're going to try to figure out what's the day of joy. What's Pesach Sheni all about? It's strange that we even quote-unquote celebrate Pesach Sheni. First of all, we don't do anything. Some have a minik to eat matzah, to have some resemblance of Pesach, although we know, huh? They give out matzah. That's the ticket.
Matzah bride.
Matzah and a herring. Terrific. At 6 in the morning. So what is Pesach Sheni? We don't say Tachanun. What is Pesach Sheni? Why should it still apply? Pesach Sheni was only applicable for those individuals who were Tamei and could not bring the Karban Pesach the first time around. They had an opportunity the second time around. But it doesn't apply to everyone. It only applies to individuals, because we know that if indeed most of Bnei Yisrael are Tamei the first time around on the real Pesach, they would bring it to Mohudra Betziba, they would bring the Karban Pesach. So it's necessarily only to Yechidim, only to individuals. So you have a mitzvah which only applies to sort of those individuals, the select group that didn't make it the first time around. We have a second, and it should still apply. We don't have the Beis Hamikdash anymore, we don't have the Karban Pesach, so it didn't apply. We don't have it the first time around, so we should have some sort of day that commemorates a day which possibly those who didn't make it the first day should bring it the second day. Yeah, so it needs some understanding, obviously on some level, to appreciate what Pesach Sheni is all about and sort of what is its message, Pesach Sheni. So we know it's not in our parsha, Pesach Sheni, but we'll try in the end to tie in something from our parsha, so something very nice, which ties into this idea that we'll explain from Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is in Parshas Baaloscha, Perek Tes. The Jews are in the wilderness. B'Midbar Sina B'Shona Hashenis Letzei Semeres Mitzrayim B'Chodesh Harishon. It was Nisan in the second year after they went out when they were commanded to bring a Karban Pesach. As Chazal tell us, it was the only Pesach, Karban Pesach, they brought in all 40 years in the Midbar. And then there were some men, Vahi Anoshim, the women Asherahu Tamei in the Nefesh Adam. There were people who were Tamei. They had contaminated themselves through Nefesh Adam. And here we're told, what did they do wrong? They didn't do anything wrong. It's either, Gemara in Sukkot, Daf Chafei tells us, either they were the ones who carried the bones, the remains of Yosef HaTzadik to bring him to Eretz Yisrael, doing an enormous mitzvah, or the case was that they found a mace mitzvah. It was an unidentified body, a corpse of a Jew laying there, no one to bury it. It's a tremendous mitzvah. Ein lecha mitzvah gadol mizeh, chesed shalem is to go bury that person, bring it to kvura. So they were what we call an oisik b'mitzvah. They were involved in doing a mitzvah. And the rule is, as the Gemara over there in Sukkah explains, oisik b'mitzvah, potim in a mitzvah. If you're involved in one mitzvah, so you're exempt from any other mitzvah that comes up at that time. Especially doing a mitzvah, it's a tremendous mitzvah, burying a dead, which no one has no relatives available to bury it. That's what they were doing. It could be there with tzaddikim, mishol, vel tzafayin. And these were the people who weren't able to do it. And therefore, it was at that time, you couldn't have enough days of 7 days of being separated and then being sprinkled with to become tahar. And therefore, they were not able to do the Karban Pesach. And they were the men who approached Moshe Rabbeinu because they were tamei lenefesh adam. As
they
we said,
be
even.
They would not be osik b'mitzvah at that time.
Huh?
They would not be osik b'mitzvah.
I mean, when it came time for Yudalid Nisan, yes, they weren't doing it, but the reason why they were exempt, right, the reason why they were exempt is because, yeah, okay, no difference than someone goes to do a mitzvah, and now he's on the way back, and because he's on the way back, he misses the time to do a mitzvah. Okay, it's still considered all part of that mitzvah. And they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said the famous words, Anachnu Tameim L'Nefesh Adam, Lama Nigora, that we were Tamei, and therefore we were unable to bring the Karban Pesach. Lama Nigora Levildi Hakar is Karban Hashem B'Moyadai B'Seich B'nei Yisrael. Why should we be diminished by not offering Hashem's korban in its appointed time amongst Klal Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu had no answer for them. He shrugged his shoulders. He says, "Imdu v'eshma, stand here and wait, and you will hear what Hashem has to tell you." And Hashem says, "Okay, here's a new mitzvah. Here's a new mitzvah in the Torah. We had 6:12 till now. Here's 6:13. What is that? What we call Pesach Sheni." And he told them a whole parsha that someone who ish ki yatamei la nefesh, someone who is tamei in the first Pesach, or he is in a distant place and he can't make it back, he can have a month later, he can bring the korban a second time. It's an amazing mitzvah. We know they don't have anything called Sukkos Sheni. There's no Shavuos Sheni. Oh, I missed to bring the korban on the first Shavuos. A month later, you can bring it again. Sukkos, didn't sit in the sukkah the first time around because I was involved with a mitzvah. Someone was in the hospital, the whole sukkah, attending to a chayla, pater min mitzvah. Right? A chayla is pater from sukkah, and the misham shena pater p'tura min sukkah. Exempt from the sukkah. He's doing a mitzvah. Oisik be mitzvah, pater min mitzvah. So what's the big deal? Okay? There's some mitzvahs you don't have an opportunity to do. And yet here became a new mitzvah that was created from this episode, a new mitzvah called Pesach Sheni. And that exactly is the way the Mefarshim explained it, that this is exactly why we have Pesach Sheni. We don't have Sukkos Sheni or Shavuos Sheni, said the Friedrich Gereb, the Beis Yisrael. We only have a Pesach Sheni. Why? Because there were people who came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, Loma Nigora. Loma Nigora means, why should we be deprived? Why should we be deprived of this mitzvah? Deprived? You're putter. You're putter. You're exempt. You're an oinus. It was out of your control. He said, it's true, it was out of our control. And there's two ways to understand it. Either it could be understood, as the Ur Gadol Yo brings from the Zayar, that even when someone is oisik b'mitzvah, and therefore he's putter from doing another mitzvah, because he's in the middle of performing one mitzvah, he's exempt from a different mitzvah, or can't have a chance to do this other mitzvah, it's not like he's totally clean, totally off the hook. True, there's no punishment, but in a more deeper level, there is some effect that it has from the lack of the performance of that mitzvah. And they knew this. And they said, we shouldn't have that. It's not like we intentionally avoided it. Or it's not even like someone would say that, you know what, Hashem decided I'm going to give him off on that mitzvah, do this mitzvah, and hold them back from doing a greater mitzvah. They said it's not like that either. It's not like that either. This was a mace mitzvah, this was Yosef HaTzadik, and we know it was not something that we lacked. Mishael Valtzafin, they said, we went through all of our deeds, and we saw this was not something that Hashem should have said, we see you are lacking in performance of some mitzvahs. Hashem says, I'm going to make you, it'll be unavoidable for you that you won't be able to do a mitzvah. They said, we saw that. And therefore, why should we be deprived? And Moshe Rabbeinu said, indeed, I don't know. And that's why Rashi tells us, really, this parsha should have been given over through Moshe Rabbeinu as all others. It was only brought about through them because they were able to come forth and say, why should we be deprived? We feel we're deprived by missing out even on this one mitzvah. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, let me hear what Hashem has to say. And Hashem says, indeed, someone who feels deprived from even this mitzvah, which really they don't have to do, indeed is worthy of having an extra mitzvah be put into the Torah, and the mitzvah should be given through them. There is a oft-quoted chazal, which does not exist. And that is, Ein davar oimed b'fnei haratzain. Right? We know that chazal? Right. That chazal doesn't exist. But, indeed, it is an oft-quoted statement in many svarim. Ein davar oimed b'fnei haratzain. There is nothing that prevents a person for stands before his will. His true desire to do something, nothing stands before that. The closest thing we have is the Gemara in Makkos Daf Yud Amud Beis tells us, min ha-Torah, min ha-Neviim, u-min ha-Ksuvim. something that we find sources from in the Torah, the prophets, and in the writings, is b'derech she'adam roitze leilech meilichin oisai. In the way that a person wants to go, they escort him. As the Marsha says, the way that a person wants to, meilichin, who's they? He says that the malachim, which accompany a person all the time, that's created from his ritzoneis, his wills, his desires, those malachim, whether it's for the derech tev or the derech ra, as we see by Bilam, it was for the wrong way. But the derech shadim roitze leilech malichin oisai. So there is that concept that a person indeed, his rasin will take him to the place he wants to go. The Panovich Rav once said that you see this in all areas. He quotes the Medrash in Parsha Shemini, by the Parsha of Shisuya Yayin, that the Kehanim are not allowed to intoxicate themselves. The Medrash there brings a bizarre story. The Medrash says over there was a person who was such a drunkard and could not have enough wine and alcohol that he started selling the furniture in his house to have money, enough money to buy the drinks that he needed. And his children said, this is crazy, he's gonna sell everything, he's gonna sell us the roof above our head. So they got him drunk, and then they took him and they dumped him in the cemetery. You know, they said, you know, get him away from things, maybe he'll wake up and realize, you know, this is where he's gonna end up. And this is what they did to him. Fine. A few days pass and he hasn't come home. They said, well, you should have gotten the message by now. So they go back and they say, where is it? What happened was, anyway, they come in, they put him in this cave in the cemetery, and they see him there, surrounded with bottles of wine, and he's drinking to his heart's content. I said, well, what's going on here? So they looked into the matter, what happened? No sooner did they dump him in this cave, a merchant selling wine with barrels of wine came by and stopped by next to the cemetery and heard these noises. It was probably this guy singing to himself, and they got so frightened that they left the barrels and they ran away. This guy was left with all the barrels. Says the Panovich Rav, you see the Medrash here is telling us that's what this guy wanted. He wanted alcohol. Hashem will provide him and make sure he gets it by hook or by crook. That's what it, and that's exactly what the Pesach Sheni is teaching us. And that's what they wanted. They wanted it as another mitzvah. They said, Lo mani gora. They went to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, we understand. We weren't able to, but we want. Lo mani gora. Why should we be deprived? The person who says, why should we be deprived of a mitzvah, of being able to have the ability to do mitzvahs, the capability of doing mitzvahs, in whatever level it's at, why should I be deprived? I want to be able to learn as great as such or such, as much as so and so. If a person sincerely says that, Hashem says, I will grant you the ability to do that. The only condition to this is an idea that we read at the end of the parsha. Could be this is the condition that a person can indeed say, Lo mani gora, why should we be deprived? And Hashem will then grant it to him with one final idea. At the end of the parsha we read, Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelis v'hu ben Ish Mitzri v'seich b'nei Yisrael. And who was this? This was the
son of Moses. Moses killed a man with Dasam and Avriman, and his son
Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri,
right.
And the son of this Mitzri with the woman who was a Jewess, Shleimas Bas Divri. The child born from that union was indeed a Jew, a full-fledged halachic Jew. However, he did not have any Jewish father, and therefore did not have a Beis Av, did not have lineage from his father's house. And according to one of Rashi's pshatim, one of the interpretations here given by Chazal, is Vayetze. He went out. Where did he go out of? He went out of the Beis Din of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then he cursed Hashem. He was the blasphemer. What did he get so upset about? So Rashi says, well, he came and he said, huh? he had pitched his tent b'seich machen Adon. He says, I'm part of Shevet Dun. Amrulay, so the people of Dun said, well, what are you doing here? Why do you pitch your tent over here? Why do you think you're part of our tribe? Amrulay says, Mi b'nei Dun ani. I'm from the household of Dun. Amrulay, they said, no. The Shvatim go based on the father. Ishal diglay be'oseis leves avoisam ksiv. You have to go with your father's house. You're not from Shevet Dan. Nichnas lebeis dina shel Moshe. He went to court. They found him, indeed, with a weak argument of why he should be entitled over there, and therefore they sent him on his way. He went out guilty. Omad v'gidif. He went and he cursed. So, Rabbi Avram Shur says the following. He asked the following question. We know that indeed Shevet Dun was, the Torah says, ma'asef l'chol ha-machnais. Indeed, they were the ones who pricked up all the stragglers, all those who had no place, no makom. They took them in. That was Shevet Dun. They were behind all of the Shevatim. And those who didn't have a place, whether it's physically didn't have a place, spiritually, they gathered them in. They said, come, you can join us. And here, this guy, they kicked out. Of all people, they kicked out. Of all people, he didn't have a place. He didn't have a father who was Jewish. What should a person do if he doesn't have a Jewish father? So whose tribe should he go to? So Dun said, you come with us, no problem. You can join into Shevet Dun. We'll take you in. And this guy, they didn't take in. What's the pshat? Why shouldn't they take him in? What did this person say? He says, "Mibnei don ani." He says, "I feel entitled to a place over here." I said, "No. If you feel entitlement, that's wrong. It's ish eldigloi lebeis avaisam ksif. Entitlement only comes for those who have a shevet. If you want to come and say, listen, I don't have a place. Hamakires mikaymai. I recognize I'm lacking. I recognize I don't have a place. No, that's my situation. I didn't ask for it. I had no control. My father, my mother. My father was a mitzri. My mother was from Klal Yisrael. I don't have a place. Oh, you don't have a place. You need a place. With open arms, we'll take you in. Someone who says, I know I'm not deserving to you. I know I'm tamei. I know I was b'derech rechayka. I know I was distant. I know I'm tamei. I'm not as pure as I'd like to be. I'm not as close as I'd like to be. I'm distant, but I want to come. I have the ratzon to come. That's what the anashim hoyshayoshayil tamei l'nefesh adam said. They said we know we're not deserving to bring the korban pesach because we were tamei at the time. But why should we be deprived? We do want to be able to do it. Ah. The rutzen of wanting to do, understanding that one is tamei, understanding one lacks certain capabilities, one lacks certain abilities, that can be approached to Moshe Rabbeinu. That actually, someone could go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself and say, why should I be deprived? Why should it? Because I had a late start in life and learning. Why should I be deprived to be able to become a Talmud Chacham? Why should I be deprived to do the mitzvahs that I really want to do sincerely? Hashem says, oh, you don't come with entitlement. You understand that you're tamei, you're b'derech rechayka. Indeed, then we'll take you in. And that's what Dun over here said. You feel entitled to come because you deserve it? No. You're not deserving of that because your father's not. But if you want to say, I'm not deserving, but I want to join anyway, Dun will say, I'm with ma'asiv l'chol ha-machnes. This indeed is a great lesson that Pesach Sheni has to teach us. And if we understand this lesson, that ein davar ein ifnei ha-ratzayin, and b'derech chadim reitz aleilech bo meilichin ayisai, if we understand that's the message of Pesach Sheni, then indeed we shouldn't say tachna. It's a yomtif. I got Shabbos.